often resonate and have universal appeal. The combination of your intelligence, talent, and dedication is also what makes this net extraordinary. You have many choices, and we appreciate you choosing us. This group celebrates the art of the contact and the joy of communication. We gather on or about 3872 nightly, except for Thursday nights when we gather on or about 1988. Carefully tune the band, as frequencies mentioned will vary and are subject to change due to conditions. The format for this net is straightforward. Net control will look for a roster of stations. You'll come in with your call sign and later introduce yourself and bring up a topic. We'll then follow the order of listed stations throughout the evening. And at the end of the list, call for more check-ins. If you want to go direct with a station, all you do is sign your call between an exchange and whomever is serving as net control will acknowledge you. With this structure, you have the benefits of a structured roundtable, the flexibility of break-in operation, but without all the doubling and confusion. Let's look for some signals now and some stations for Saturday night for the Marconi net. This is KB2IXT.
Frequencies at you.
What an idiot.
This frequency at you.
Check-ins tonight for the Marconi radio net. Kilowatt Bravo 2, India X-ray Tango, standing by.
Frequencies at you.
What an idiot.
Kilowatt Bravo 2, India X-ray Tango for the Marconi net. Looking for stations, any station anywhere.
What an idiot.
N1 OKM.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. N1 OKM, good evening to you. And welcome to the Marconi net. What's going on?
Somebody's saying the frequency's in use. The frequency's in use. Over.
Yeah, he is. But we've been listening here for the past 20 minutes, and that's not the case. So back to you, Philip.
Well, not much here. Yeah, I know. I heard the same thing. I was listening for about 20 minutes, too. Nobody was using it. So if they say it was in use, then they know they weren't talking. But, yeah, nothing's going on here right now. I'm doing the usual stuff here, so that's why I'm listening tonight and talking.
Yes, we have a name for people that spread falsehoods like that, Mentirosa. They are a Mentirosa. And that's Spanish. Okay, thank you, Philip. This is KB2IXT. And the Marconi net, you're sounding good. You're about 20 over S9. Excellent band opening today on 10 meters. Started at about 11 o'clock this morning. Solid signals from across the continental United States. Good topic. Not just a lot of 10-10 exchange of numbers. Some actual in-depth conversations on 10 meters. So that was fun. I don't know if you or Randy had a chance to check that out, but it was very nice. Back to you, Philip. N1OKM, KB2IXT.
No, we didn't get a chance to check that out today. We kind of slept late, both of us, actually. I know, because he called me afterwards. I've been wanting to get up on 10 meters, and I've been listening up there recently. I may try it if the band's open again tomorrow. I may give it a shot tomorrow because I'll have a couple hours free during the day. I want to see what it's like. But, and as for the name, the Spanish name that you were saying, yeah, I can agree with that one because I know enough Spanish to understand it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, check it out tomorrow. Maybe the band will be the same as it was today. Hours and hours of a good quality contacts up there. And also tell your stepdad thanks very much for the email. I just responded to that. I was asking him a little bit about some people we know, and he responded to me. So I wrote him a response. Tell him thanks. Yeah, we enjoy talking to Willie. I don't know if I've talked to Charles or Chuck that often, met him in person, but I certainly miss those guys. And that was kind of the point of the email. Anybody else tonight for the Marconi net? KB2IXT. Check-ins tonight for the Marconi radio net. This is Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-ray Tango. Standing by.
What an idiot.
What an idiot!
Okay, nothing heard. Back to you, Phil.
What an idiot!
You know, this is always fun. Anyways, yeah. Like I said, I'll have to try 10 meters, and I know Randy got the email because I gave it to him. So he's been. What else do I got? That's about it. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna see about 10 meters tomorrow. It's open enough. I know one of the 10-10 chapters here, and as a matter of fact, he's right in the next town. I can always go to him to get a 10-10 number so I can be part of it, but I'll have to listen tomorrow and see what's going on. Because what I do is during the day, if I don't hear anything interesting on the air, I just sit on e-cars on 40 and listen to them all afternoon until they finish up for the day. Can't think of anything else at the moment to talk about, so N1OKM.
All right, okay, no problem. E-cars on 40. And of course, you guys are very busy, and we appreciate all of your efforts. N1OKM, KB2IXT with the Marconi Net. Looking for the guys tonight. Really interested in around tonight. Get some items for Swap and Shop here. And get some conversation going. I did post the frequency here about a half an hour ago, maybe 40 minutes ago. So it's there for them. And, today is Saturday, June 19th, so we have today in history. We'll cue that up and talk a little bit about that. Meanwhile, this was kind of a good story. I don't know if you saw this. The chief of BP, he was under condemnation once again. His appearance grew outrageous. Apparently he has a yacht that sailed in the J.P. Morgan Management Round the Island race off the coast of England. Came in not in the top three or whatever. But there he was watching one of the world's largest races 2 days after he'd angered the lawmakers on Capitol Hill by not providing any details during testimony about the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. So there he was having some private time, but it looks like that was a bad choice to do that so soon. It looks bad for the company. I thought he'd been replaced, but anyway, this was a big race, and shows you that he was his mind was on other things. With the boat, the yacht race around the Isle of Wight. Let's see, the boat finished fourth in a class of 45 others. Any check-ins tonight for the Marconi Net? If you'd like to join us, this is KB2IXT standing by.
What an idiot.
Yeah, hi, Com. NAPCO. This is KB2IXT. Go ahead.
What an idiot. Just got things on the running side right now. Wonder how I'm sounding tonight.
Bola, 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 bola.
What's going on there? There,
Fred. Oh, congratulations. Everything's up and running. Yeah, it's a great signal. 20 dB over S9. So it made a difference. And nice to hear your voice in here. I'm in here with Philip, N1OKM over in Wallingford. Kind of waiting for some of the other guys to show up tonight. But yes, it's working very well. And I was just discussing a little bit about the 10-meter opening and also about Hayward at his yacht race, after this horrible oil spill disaster. He's out there watching or participating in the yacht race. Doesn't really look good from a public relations perspective. So, yeah, you're fine. Everything is sounding real nice, Tom. N8PCO, this is KB2IXT and the Marconi Net.
KB2IXTMATCO here. Yeah, I spent some time here, had a few small problems, but I believe I got them out of the way now, so it was something. And I heard somebody say something about that RV5 or whatever, something like that. I don't know what he's talking about. I had a custom cut dipole, so
And if he wants to be an idiot, he can sit there and cut in on other people's conversation. Yeah, that's the guy who the BP executive was a yacht race.
Oh, yeah.
What do you expect for the rich?
Huh?
What they do. Yeah, he made some bad mistakes in there, but like I said before, we got to also blame some of the companies, the government, and a few of the other people, even though I have heard that BP was known for taking I got to put quite a bit of blame on them, too. It'll take a while, but they'll eventually get this mess straightened out. The present administration, and they're trying to get jobs to keep people from running against their favorites. That's what I say on that. And I'm sure other people get in there. I know it was a hot day today. It was in the 90s. But we saw a ball of water. I was doing some of the
problems.
She's pushing close to
what a retarded redneck.
You are making it above Ned's atomic dustbin without any problems, so thank you very much, Tom. And ATCO is KB3IHT on the Marconi net. Yeah, I don't really think that's the I don't think that's the best antenna for a lot of reasons, but apparently a lot of people try it. Most of the people that I was talking to on 10 were all running verticals. So that's the story on that end, Tom. But conditions were good. I mean, and they're probably still good if you want to check that band out.
Okay, back to an open
G5RB. And the group, KB2IXT, the Marconi net. Philip, you still in there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry, I was cruising the internet at the same time and doing all this, so because I was looking up some stuff I was trying to find, because I'm always doing this. But yeah, I hear NAPCO pretty good, even above all the noise. I just adjust a couple of things and he comes right out and they go away. But as for antennas, well, I'm using one antenna that Randy and I put up. It's not even really that big of an antenna, but it's obviously doing the job, so it's getting out pretty good. But the G5RVs, I know people that use them, they say they have great luck with them, with tuners, but I actually prefer, believe it or not, a basic dipole antenna. It's the best thing in the world. It does the job, and 9 times out of 10, you may not even need a tuner to use it, so. But outside of that, I think that's it at the moment.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. He's got the fan dipole configuration to get you on several bands. That's really a good thing.
The fan dummy load.
Excuse me. This is the Marconi net on 75 meters, kilowatt Bravo
running
2, India X-ray Tango is the call. If you need some help with antennas, either for our get-together on 75 or for our Thursday night get-together on 160, we have a variety of them, but we'll talk with you on the air as well. But we have a variety of them on the Marconi-net website. What I built for 160 when I first started was a half sloper off of the side of the tower. And that worked very well. But I went with a 250-foot dipole. set with ladder line. And yeah, I like the Z's and I like the antennas that are half wave on the band you want to be on. So that's what I've been working with. But there are a whole host of antennas that we can talk to people about to get on the air with for these low bands and make you be heard without any problem. Okay, good enough. Stations tonight for the Marconi Net. If you'd like to join us, sign your call sign. This is KB2IXT.
Kilowatt Bravo 1 Hotel, Sierra Alpha.
Very good. KB1HSA. And the stations of the Marconi Net, this is KB2IXT. Go ahead, Alan.
Good evening, Fred. And all on the net, good evening. I just got back this evening from a rather long trip.
A rather long week.
And just now got the rig on, Fred. So I'm not sure if, I know you just started, so find out what the topics are and definitely join in there this evening. Anything new? No, actually out pretty much acquiring some different contacts for the business and more of a business trip than anything else this week. So, but pretty busy, very busy all week, and I'm glad it's all done. So now I can get back to the radio. Actually, I believe the last time I had the knobs on this thing turned was probably last Saturday. Anyway, back to you, Fred, and I'll be in here. KB2IXT and the group, KB1HFA.
Yeah, very good. Well, you are doing it very well against the teenage anarchists without any problem. Okay. Yeah, I sent you an email. Actually, it was another guy's suggestion. So please do take a look at that. What do we talk about? BP chief draws outrage. He's at a yacht race around the Isle of Wight with BP's corporate boat yacht, which came in fourth in a class of 45. Meanwhile, the crude oil continues to flow at a rate of 35,000 to 60,000 barrels. We talked about the 10-meter opening, which is going on the band, and it started around 11. And good signals, strong signals, and you don't need much to make some contacts. You can get off of this. You can get off of 75 meters and enjoy some contacts. But of course, we've got the Marconi Net here for you, an oasis on 75. Great radio and great conversation every night except Thursdays, and we're down on 160. And I guess I'll turn it back to Tom. We'll see how he's copying you. He made some changes to the station there. NAPCO and the Marconi Net. This is KB2IXT. Right over to you.
Yeah, KB2IXT, NAPCO here. We had other stations there. HSA's coming in here great. He has an excellent signal coming in west, and so do you, Fred. And seems like most of, as you say, tonight it's really good. And the station that changes that Fred was kind of pointing out where I put a Heath kit SB221 in line now. And I did the upgrade modifications and that and went over it. I had to kind of take the power switch and the CW2 and FB switch out and clean them. It was sticking. It caused me a little bit of a problem there. I thought I took out my plate transformer with it because she took out a soft start circuit. I mean, she vaporized the traces right off the circuit board. But I found out what was doing it. And that was the switch was being shorted all that inside. It hasn't been used in a long time. One side stuck and the other one didn't. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Bandersloot's not too happy where he's at, but it couldn't happen to a nicer person out there. And I guess Clooney's or somebody's daughter's having some kind of a, she wants to change her gender, and I just don't get that at all either. I hope he's happy with that. So, of course, we got all the other crazy stuff here. Our fair is going to start here next week, the county fair. We got one of the first ones, I believe, in the state. That'll be Tuesday. And on a sadder note, today was the funeral for the friend of mine that passed away, a brother veteran from Vietnam. His name was Greg Peck, and he was a heck of a nice guy. It was really saddened to see him go, so the funeral was the day. They held it a week, so some of his relatives can get here from California. But everything was real nice. That was a nice service. And, like I said, I mourn the passing of any brother out there, especially a friend. So with that there, Fred, we'll hand it back to you and then find my phone number. KB2IXT and APCO in the group.
Yeah, okay, keep the transmissions a little bit shorter. Okay, I got it, Tom. But the signal improved considerably to 20 over S9. So that's a big improvement here, believe me. Glad you did that. I guess some of the other guys are also in the market for some gear. And that brings me to Swap and Shop, which I didn't talk about. Swap and Shop is definitely something that we do every Saturday night at 9:30. If there's any gear that you want to buy, sell, or trade, you certainly can do that. It could be an amplifier. It could be an older rig that's still in very good shape that somebody new coming up the ranks might be interested in. All that stuff would be nice to have. So feel free to do that. You don't even have to be a regular participant on the radio to use the service. Okay, let me send it back to Alan, KB1 HSA now. This is KB2IXT and the Marconi Net.
KB2IXT in the group. KB1 HSA returning. Fine business. And Mike, sorry to hear about your friend there that passed on. Very sorry to hear that. Condolences are definitely out to the family on that deal. Just want to let you know that. And Fred, I heard you mention before about the Sloper, one of your first 160s, coming off the tower there. I don't know if I told you, I wound up about a couple weeks ago picking up a double bazooka. IEC's double bazooka, 248 foot. And I wound up, after testing it and getting it pretty resonant where I want it, it wound up to be that it's on a 5 foot standoff on the tower at the apex. That's insulated. So it was originally a piece of a regular antenna masting bracketed in as a standoff, but I believe it might have been resonating somewhat because I was getting some fluctuations in the standing wave. So I definitely went up last Sunday before I left and changed that over to fiberglass and made a tremendous difference. Just having it insulated totally off the tower, at least minimum of 5 feet, made a big, big difference. So that's working very well right now on 160 in an inverted B, which is what they recommend and which is what I actually prefer. And it's mono banded, so that's a major plus. KB2IXT and the group, KB1HSA.
Very good. Marconi Radio Net here on 75 meters. The call's Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-ray Tango. And it's more stimulating talk radio. We talk amateur radio, but we're not limited to amateur radio topics. Interested in what's going on with you in your life. And, of course, we have a very well-run, popular net. Great people. It's basically the art of the contact and the joy of communication. That is what it's all about here. So let me see if we get some more stations in here. If you'd like to join us, this is KB2IXT listening on the Marconi Net.
Yeah, KA2EXB is here.
Oh, very good. KA2EXB. Didn't get a chance to talk to you much the other night, but you're here tonight, so go ahead, please.
Oh, okay, well, very good. KB2IXT and the Marconi Net, this is KA2EXB, the electric X-ray beam, Steve in Albany, New York, and happy to be on the Marconi Net tonight there. Fred, the beautiful evening, the temperature is pretty warm. We went swimming in the pool a couple times today, and it was just a real hot and humid day, the kind that you wish for when it's below zero at winter time. We also put the tower up, I don't know, another 5 or 10 feet, and sort of stretched out the inverted V's a little flatter. So you might comment as to whether the 100 watts is doing okay this evening. So nothing much more to add. We'll be in and out as usual, and don't forget me, because I may pop up when you least expect it.
Yeah, that's right.
KB2IXT in the Marconi net. This is KA2EXT. Steve in Albany, New York. Over, over.
Okay, and I wanted to tell you that on 3828, a big fracas going on. I had to go down there because they were slandering me. And I told the guy, you know, maybe before you run your mouth, you might want to check the facts before you start running your mouth. He's talking about I got a warning letter and I wasn't on the air for a couple of months. He thought that that's what happened. I said, well, don't you think you should check with the source before you start running your mouth? Big problems for amateur radio is that people can't get along. People just will not treat each other with respect and will not avoid the people that they're not interested in. And that's why we have all this jamming and nonsense that goes on. Anyway, the idea with this net was to be an alternative to that and to build more listeners and participants every night. So that's what we're going to be working on a regular basis. And, I'd like to list some items for Swap and Shop, so if anyone has any, feel free to check in with that stuff. Okay, anybody else tonight for the Marconi net? Please come now. Check-ins tonight for the Marconi Radio Net. Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango standing by.
K2LCN, K2 Lima, Charlie, November.
All right, K2LCN, this is KB2IXT and the Marconi Net. Go right ahead, Peter.
Hi, Fred. Well, we had a ham fest down here today. The W2QW ham fest was a great success. I had a lot of excellent vendors were out there. Unfortunately, there was no VE session. We didn't have access to the high school building, but we had a very good turnout. The good time was had by all. KB2IXT and the group K2LCN.
And where exactly was that in New Jersey? What was the town?
Piscataway, New Jersey, Piscataway Township High School. The W2QW Repeater Association held the Ham Fest in conjunction with the Raritan Bay Amateur Radio Club.
That's all the niggers.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic, Peter. K2LCN. KB2IXT. I like the fact that they had it in the school, plenty of room to display everything. I don't know why they weren't able to have access for the session, for the testing session, but that's great. That's fantastic. And be sure to tell us what's going on in amateur radio in New Jersey and be a regular participant to this fine net. Okay, back to you there, Alan. So you see that even during summertime, even on a perfect summer weekend, a group can put on a well-organized ham fest and get a good turnout. KB1HSA and the Marconi net, KB2IXT.
KB2IXT and the net, KB1HSA returning. Very good. Fine business. So that's good. Excellent. That gave me a chance to remember half of the things I wanted to let you know about. So, number one, I reviewed all the mail. Affirmative on all the mail, and let me put it to you this way: 7 days, 7 days. That's total duration of investigation and what have you. So that's 7 days. I'll when I get a chance to run upstairs, I'll let you know. Number one. Number two, I was out and I had to go down to Hyena. At the Cape on business. It was Wednesday. And having dinner one night, I met a gentleman that was in there, and he was talking ham radio, so I happened to be in the booth right next to him. We got into a little conversation, and lo and behold, he's a science teacher in Dennisport High School on Cape Cod, and they have been regularly, for the last 6 months, working with shortwave and 75-meter reception and stuff like that with his classroom, and have been listening to the Marconi net as they are now. So, and part of their homework. I thought you might want to know that. It was kind of a major plus when he said that. I told him, the involvement I had with the net. So, some of the people that are on there all the time, and says 23 of his students are avid listeners to that at 9 p.m., you know, our time, and obviously they are not in there for a great deal of time, but enough to take notes of some of the assignments he has. So it was pretty interesting and quite coincidental to bump into a teacher for the high school. But I thought you might like to know that. I actually wrote it down, and I kind of figured I'd forget it. KB2IXT at a group, KB1HSA.
Yeah, well, it's great to find people that are to have the business take off and make those connections. Great to find people that are listeners to the radio net that want to get into ham radio, or are listeners but just haven't picked up the mic to participate yet, you know. That's also great. And, yeah, I like to hear what's going on. I like to get people on the air and get back to the basics of radio. So that's the deal. I mean, you look at this net. It's a net that focuses on great radio and great conversation. And that's it. Great radio, period. So we got a bunch of people in here, and there's room for more. So if you would like to check in, sign your call. Okay, I heard a station ending in Alpha Echo America. Go ahead.
Dummy low, dummy.
There, it's your turn. Give us your full call and make a transmission for the Marconi net.
Nine Lima Delta Tango.
Okay, I don't know why this guy keeps talking over the other guy. He must not be hearing him. AEA, what's the full call again? November 8, Alpha Echo Alpha. Yeah, you're right at the noise level. Really did not get that. Who's the station in Nineland that's trying to check in? Something ending in Lima Gulf November. Yeah, both AEA and LGN, your signals are not above the noise tonight. Band's a little bit noisy, so sorry about that. But we'll listen for you. Hang in there. Conditions may improve. Philip, are you still in here? N1OKM, KB2IXT, and all the fine stations on the Marconi net.
I'm still here, but then again, I'm here and you're there. So, as for, yeah, I was listening. For Hamfest, there was one in Newington, Connecticut today. Although I didn't get a chance to go to it. But there is one next month in here in the state for North Haven, Connecticut. They call it the Yankee Traders Hamfest. And it's just going to be just the Hamfest. So there's no VE sessions or any talks like that that are going to happen there. So, let's see, what else was there? Oh, yeah, Hayward and his Biot. From what I understand from the news yesterday, they relieved him of his duties to do anything at the company now. So that's probably why he decided to go race the boat instead. Because I heard that in the last couple of days, that he was relieved of his duties. So he's not going to be playing around anymore. And I think that's about it here. N1OKM, back to KB2IXT.
All right, and maybe we'll be hearing Randy in a little bit. Thank you, Philip. N1OKM in the group, KB2IXT, and the Marconi net. And if anybody has any items tonight for Swap and Shop, you can certainly list them here on this fine net. Meets for about 2 hours on 75, with the exception of Thursday nights, more down on 160. We have a great time with the newcomers night on Tuesday nights, where we're encouraging new stations to get on the air and make their voice be heard. And tell us a little bit about yourself, ask some questions of the more experienced people on the
on the radio net. You can certainly do that here with your friends on the Marconi net. N8PCO, KB2IXT. Go ahead.
KB2IXT, N8PCO. The guy's call, that was Kilo 9, Lima Golf Echo, I believe, is the one he was trying to get in there when that, the one who were doubling. I believe that's what his call was. I think he said his name was Eric. So with that there, the condition tonight actually are decent. That was the lowest noise level we've had in, I've had in a long time. No static crashes from any storms. If that'd be real pleasant, just undoubtedly, we'll take that over the phone. So with that, keeping it short, we'll give her back to you there, Fred, and find Marconi now. KB2IXT and ATCO through.
Well, I'll try to give him a call as we get down the list. I heard Lima Golf November, but you may have gotten the prefix right and the suffix wrong. But I'll try for him. And the same thing with the guy in Maryland, ending in Alpha America Alpha. You gotta have sufficient signal here. 75 is a very noisy band, so work on putting out the best signal you can put out, and increase power and increase the audio slightly if possible. Sometimes that will make a difference. KA2EXB and the Marconi net. Over to you. This is KB2IXT. Gone but not forgotten. K2LCN, over to you.
KB2IXT and a great Marconi net, K2LCN. Well, sitting back here enjoying the nice reception tonight. As he mentioned, there's a very low a noise level tonight. I think we got some very good propagation in here. And I'm just recovering from a nice evening at the local tavern. We had a nice pub opened up here in Metuchen. It's called Haley's Pub. It's a British-style pub. It's got excellent food. I had dinner there, and we really kind of enjoyed the evening. Had a chance to buy a couple of drinks, and if you're ever down this way, I heartily recommend the pub there on Main Street, Metuchen. It really does quite a job. But we had a good time at the Hamfest today. Unfortunately, they did not have a VE session. We had hoped to get one going, but they did not have access to the public school building. Actually, you don't need a lot to have a VE session. You need a tent, a few chairs, the tables, and all that. And, of course, the blessings of the ARRL to send you the material. So sometimes that's more difficult to obtain than the facilities. KB2IXT in the group, K2LCM.
Okay, very good. Yes, it's a general comment. What would amateur radio be without alcohol? What would it be? What would the people on this band be like without alcohol? But no, fine with what you said about going out for a nice stop after the Hamfest. Sounds like you guys put on a very good event. Any other check-ins tonight for the Marconi net? Cool. Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango. This is Stimulating Talk Radio on 75. Anybody else? Okay, the frequency is pretty clear and a light turnout tonight. I was hoping to hear from Scott, who's up in New Hampshire. He may be in here later. He'll probably get on, and a lot of the guys will get on during the second hour of the net, and that's fine just as well. We're here for you. We also have Swap and Shop. If there's anything that you want to buy, sell, or trade, just feel free to give me a call here on the radio net. The Marconi net today in history now for Saturday, June 19th. Today's highlight in history, on this date in 1910, the first ever Father's Day was celebrated. That was in Spokane, Washington. The idea for the observance is credited to Sonora Lewis Smart Dodd. So in case anybody asks you, why do we do this thing called Father's Day, you can say it's all because of Sonora Louise Smart Dodd, who made this the first ever Father's Day, celebrated in Washington State in 1910. This is Kilowatt Bravo 2,
India X-ray Tango. Again, with Today in History, on this date in 1862, slavery was outlawed in the U.S. territories. On this date in 1865, Union troops commanded by Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Civil War was over and that all remaining slaves in Texas were free. Also during World War I, on this date in 1917, King George V ordered the British royal family to dispense with German titles and surnames. The family took the name Windsor.
Did anybody hear me out there?
On this date in 1934, the Federal Communications Commission was created. And it replaced the Federal Radio Commission. On 1938, four dozen people were killed when a railroad bridge in Montana collapsed. It sent a train known as the Olympian hurtling toward Custer Creek. And here's something that you guys probably remember from 1953. Julius Rosenberg, who was 35 at the time, and his wife Ethel, 37, were convicted of conspiring to pass U.S. atomic secrets to the Soviet Union. They were executed at Sing Sing Prison in Ossining. Does anyone think that some of the jammers and unidentified stations should be executed summarily? Anyway, back over to you there, Alan, and I'll give you some more from Today in History once I unlock the computer here. KB1HSA, KB2IXJ.
You fucking scumbag. You want to...
Yeah, roger that. KB2IXB, KB1HSA returning. Oh, very good. No, I was just thinking, I haven't heard Scott myself yet. I'm assuming he'll be around. I think I sent him out an email. See if he's going to be in there this evening or not, letting him know I was getting back here to the shack. So I'll hold this there for a moment while you unlock your the laptop, I believe. Anyway, yeah, that's interesting. The lieutenant colonel that commanded the northern troops in 65, you get a chance, give me that name again. Something about that sounded different. Boy, just trying to put my finger on it. I'll remember it there in a moment. KB2IXD to group, KB1HSA.
Okay, Major General Gordon Granger is the one that arrived in Galveston in 1865. I may have mispronounced some of these from time to time, but I think I got that one right. Okay, rest of things that happened on this date in history. 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, approved by the Senate 37-27 after surviving a lengthy filibuster. Pope John Paul VI proclaimed a 19th century Philadelphia bishop, John Neumann, as the first male saint on this date in 1977. Len Bias, who was a University of Maryland basketball star in 1986, was the first draft pick for the Boston Celtics, and he suffered a fatal cocaine-induced seizure. Also was on this date in 1990, that author Stephen King was seriously injured when he was struck by a van driven by Byron Smith on a two-lane highway in North Lovell, Maine. Britain's Prince Edward married a commoner. That was Sophie Rose Jones, Rays Jones, in Windsor. Okay, there you go. And what else do we have? 10 years ago, an important Supreme Court decision, they reaffirmed 6-3 that praying in public schools had to be private, barring officials from letting students lead stadium crowds into prayer before a football game. So that's our stuff for you. Now, some birthdays today. I want to wish everyone who's celebrating today a happy birthday. You're in good company. Happy birthday from all of us at the Marconi Net. Ann Wilson of Hart is 60 today. Singer Spanky McFarlane from Spanky and Our Gang is 68. Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is 65. Democracy advocate in Burma. So those are a couple of people celebrating today. And here we go with the thought for the day from Jiddu Karish Nirmurti, who is an Indian author and philosopher. To seek fulfillment is to invite frustration. To seek fulfillment is to invite frustration. From Jiddu Karishnamurti, an Indian author and philosopher. This is the Marconi Net on 75 meters, KB2IXT, and we're standing by for additional stations. Okay, nothing heard. I will send it back to you, Alan. The reason that you didn't get an email from Scott is that he's up in New Hampshire
but he will be on the air with us. Back to you, Alan.
Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea. That explains that. I'm assuming he's going to be operating portable remote from up in New Hampshire. That'd be good.
Yes, I wonder what configuration he's going to set up this time. Flip another wrench over a tree limb or something along those lines, I'm sure.
But very good. Yeah, it's good to know. I had some information. And also, while I got you, I took the additional assistance offered a little further, so I'm working with that too. But everything is already submitted, so that's a done deal there, that part of it. I'm just waiting for a return call on one particular item, but that's pretty much etched in stone, as it were. So that's working out well.
Very good.
So I'll probably be in here. I'm sure I'll be in here for quite a while. I haven't had a chance to run the radio all week and definitely missed it. So I'll definitely be in there for a while this evening. Probably work with some other stations, maybe CW after midnight or something like that. KB2IXD and the group, KB1HSA.
Okay, very good. KB1HSA and the fine stations of the Marconi Net. KB2IXT. Yeah, somebody has to tell that guy. I'm sure they know who he is. Someone has to tell him that, you know, he has to use his call sign on the radio if he wants to be acknowledged by this net. And, you know, they have to be kind of let him know that, you know, you can't just make one-way transmissions without a call sign and just come on there and filibuster and, I don't know, make a soliloquy like that. It sounds like he left his habits from 27 megahertz. He didn't leave them in the ash can there in the spittoon. He brought them up here to 75 when he got his license. Back over to you there, Philip. Is Randy going to be joining us tonight? N1OKM, KB2IXT.
I think he said he had to lie down for a while. As far as I know, he's probably at least listening while he's laying down, so he's not going to be around. By the way, the name that you were having problems with is Krishnamurti. That's what how it's pronounced. Sorry, I actually learned how to pronounce some Indian names because I used to work with a bunch of Indians years ago, and I wanted to learn how to pronounce their names correctly, and that's how that one's pronounced. Yeah, I was just reading through the Today in History at the same time, so kind of interesting. I don't know anybody except for Paula Abdul. It's the only one I can remember. She turned 48 today. But, I can't wait to see what N1OHT, when he gets on. It'll be interesting. This is N1OKM.
Yeah, okay, Philip, N1OKM, Wallingford, Connecticut, KB2IXT. Well, sometimes they're nice and they give you the phonetic spelling, but not always. Not always. So, you know, that's the story with that. But, you know, it's noisy, too, and so it's a little difficult when it's noisy like that to focus on the each item. The idea, though, is to get people to look some of this stuff up, maybe, and it'll be a tool for a discussion, basically, come up with some items for discussion on the radio net. We also have a swap and shop, and a chance for you to buy, sell, or trade. If there's anything you're looking for, feel free to let us know, and you don't even have to be a regular participant in the group. It was great to hear that there was a ham fest and that was well attended today. I would think everybody would be out and about enjoying summer, not necessarily walking around inside a school looking at kind of amateur radio. I think that's a local repeater. I guess in this case it was a local repeater association that put this thing together. So, fantastic. Over to you, Tom. NAPCO, KB2IXT.
We love you.
Yes.
We love you. We love you, Freddy.
You idiot.
We love you, Freddy. We love you, Freddy Spaghetti and the Marconi Net.
Too bad that
Spaghetti and the Marconi Net.
Okay, thanks very much, Tom. NAPCO, KB2IXT. And Philip, one of the things that we're working on is a Skype group talk. So if that's something you're familiar with, perhaps you send me an email about that, Philip, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Of course, we'd like to hear Randy in here as always. Randy's got good advice for newcomers and brings the magic to the radio. So, good deal. And Tom, thanks for the comments. NAPCO in Ohio, KB2IXG with the Marconi Radio Net. Marconi Net Swap and Shop here Saturday night. Surprised not to hear any items listed, but you certainly can come on with a transceiver or a tower or an antenna or just about anything else here. So feel free to use that. It's not a problem. Okay, with that, I'm going to send it back to Al. Al, you wanted turns. You got the turns this evening, that's for sure. And great to have you sitting down enjoying a little bit of radio for a change instead of being distracted. Well, you were involved with some other work, so, and again, we're very grateful and thankful. KB1HSA, this is KB2IXT and the Marconi Net.
KB2IXT, KB1HSA, roger that. No problem, no problem at all, Fred. Working on a couple contracts involving towers, communication towers, and majority of those are from Cape Ann, pretty much down into Cape Cod, so pretty good sized contract. Wanted to make sure we could definitely secure that without too many hitches and be able to produce what they need, excuse me, for down there. But this is just listening, not to bring it up or make a topic out of it, but trying to figure out the rhyme and reasoning behind the lack of intelligence in the background. That's simply amazing. KB2IXT, KB1HSA.
Yeah, very good. KB1HSA, KB2IXT. Well, congratulations on the big contract. You know, you should be justifiably proud of your efforts. You know, you talk about it requires people skills to understand the subtle interplay of egos, and it requires being in the right place at the right time. And it's a value. All of these things are value for value relationships. So if you were able to secure something big now during the economy being in the kind of condition it's in right now, then you really should be proud. And see that all the hard work and effort pays off. And it turns out that there are some great people out there that you can work with professionally or on a personal level. And so that works out, and it's a tribute to you and your quality of character. Okay, good deal. By the way, the signal here is 40 over S9. So you sound perfect. And I just basically roll the RF gain down, and you're the only signal I hear. And then when I obviously turn it over to the other guys, I'm listening for them with no problem. But to the two stations that we were trying to check in earlier, this is an example in the background of why you need to run sufficient power and run a decent antenna, because the frequencies are noisy. And instead of taking the scenic route this summer, it's time to step up your game a little bit
and get the antenna in a good position so that you can be heard well and possibly consider an amplifier just for this band. Not so much 160 and not so much a band like 10, for example, but definitely a band like this. And Exhibit A is all the junk you're hearing in the background, so just mention that to all of you. All right, let's see. The other thing is we're using something called MSN Messenger, a free instant messaging service through MSN. So sign up for that, get a nickname or a screen name, and then type in the words, type in the email address, kb2ix@hotmail.com, and I'll add you to my contacts. Okay, some items here, since nobody listed anything, I'll mention them. An FT950 is for sale with a DMU2000. This is a complete system with the voice module and the auxiliary keypad. It's $2,200 or best offer. Contact W4 Papa Golf Mike, W4PGM, FT950, and a DMU2000. Also, still for sale, a Yaesu Quadra amplifier. I mentioned this the other night on the Marconi Net, from N7 Kilo Delta. And it operates 160 through 6 meters, very few hours. He's asking $2,800 shipped. Again, it's November 8 Kilo Delta. So for those of you that are looking for some other gear, we have the following here. We have a Kenwood MT60 mic being sold by KB5YPI microphone. And why don't you add that to the Kenwood TS440 SAT that W2KLS is selling. W2KLS has the TS440, and KD5YPI has the MC60A mic. So you probably could work on something together with those two on that. Also, an ICOM 756 Pro is for sale from W4KPZ. He's asking $1,100 for it. And here is a Trans World Communications RTTY 550. Solid. It's a radio. It's something being sold by K7NIK. All right, and finally, an FT2000 being sold with all the current software upgrades from John N0SNX. All right, so there's some information for you. There's some items for you tonight, since we didn't really get anybody listing anything. I'll give you those. K2LCN, KB2IXT. Nothing heard from LCN. Let's try for Alpha Echo Alpha. He's not in there. How about K9LGE or LJLGN? The guy in Nineland. Nope, they're not here. Any other check-ins tonight for the Marconi Net? Come now.
Nobody here,
Spaghetti,
but you are.
Okay, back
Spaghetti
to you there,
Spaghetti,
Ron Allen.
Marconi Baloney. KB2IXT, KB1HFO.
We
love you, Freddy Spaghetti. We love your Marconi Net.
Well,
thanks anyway for that. I appreciate that.
Love you.
Yeah, it was a bit of work for the past 4 or 5 months. I've been dealing with
some
minor repairs in the past,
and
they just decided to turn it around to do the total installations, which is a good thing, which involves about 9 state police barracks, I think it's 15 fire departments between Wareham and Wellfleet, Mass. So that's a little bit of traveling, but well worth it. All new equipment, all new installation, including towers, dishes, antennas, hard lines, the whole enchilada. That's going to work out very, very well. It's a 2.5-year project, so that's going to be security for 2.5 easy. And the way it appears from our last meeting, it's probably going to go further. Jump on board, so that's what I'm hoping for now, which is probably inevitable. That'll definitely work out real well for us here.
Absolutely.
Also, if I may,
I have a ton of equipment. It's been on swap and shop a numerous amount of times. All the Kenwood radios, the microphones, and what have you that I have here. But I am looking for something in particular, and I'll just put it out there. I'm looking for a TS-50S, TS-50S. So if anybody knows of one, I'd be interested for sure. KB2IXD, KB1HSA.
We love you, Mr. Marconi Baloney, and I'll take a half a pound of that Marconi Baloney thin slice.
Okay, nice now on KB1HSA and the Marconi net tonight. This is Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango. Yeah, post that want on the website. Post that want on the website, or just send me a send me an IM with that, and we'll check in with that. You're the Kenwood guy. You're the Kenwood go-to guy. So if anybody is looking for, and I can say this, and you maybe can't say it as well, but I'll say it to you. to all of you. If you're looking for Kenwood gear, a variety of stuff, the high-end Kenwood stuff and the accessories, you can certainly contact Alan, KB1HSA at hotmail.com. He's also a very good technician in terms of servicing these items. And again, he can't say it, but I can mention it to you. So feel free to utilize his services, whether you're looking for some gear for field day for your club, or you've got an older radio they need a little bit of assistance with. I think you helped out a couple of the people here on the Marconi net with some very nice gear. So I appreciate that, Alan, and sounding good. So back to you, KB1HSA and the Marconi net. This is KB2IXT.
Freddy Spaghetti, we love you. Everybody loves you out here, Freddy.
Back to you, Alan.
Oh, roger that. How are you doing? Very good. I got numerous rigs here. 940s, 930s, 830s, 820s, 530s.
Ready, spaghetti.
480s.
Alrighty.
There's just a bunch. All totally reconditioned, 100% operational.
Spaghetti.
So that's it's a large list. So it's I don't want to tie it up with the entire list, but including microphones. The statics, 104s, golden, silver, eagles, the whole ball of wax there. Anyway, did a little bit of work here when I first got in this evening, Fred. Down here in the station, managed to tie in the columns, equipment into my EQ. So that's another. Had to make a cable for that. They didn't supply. Don't have one actually. Julius didn't have one, so I got that put together on my own here, and got that tapped into the columns, and it works excellent on there too. So aside from that, everything else is up and running. The tubes are glowing a beautiful shade of red. KB2IXT, KB1HI.
Okay, I don't know if that's a shade of red or a shade of green in terms of envy. This is KB2IXT on the Marconi net. Anybody else?
Hey, Freddy Baby, Freddy Spaghetti, what's happening, dude?
Chickens tonight.
We love your baloney. We love your baloney. I love it so much, I'll take a half a pound.
Chickens tonight for the Marconi radio net. Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango's listening.
Come on,
okay, nothing heard, so back to Philip N1OKM.
Just cut it nice and thin.
Yeah, I'm still here. actually, I got a couple of wants for my Kenwood, but I'll post them up on the Marconi net for what I really want. Because I want to do a couple of things to my TS-520, because I like it, and it's doing good here. I just want to add a couple of things to it so it'll make me happier. Anyways, as for Skype, I actually already have it and have it running, so I'm big on the net for a lot of different things. One thing some people can think of is a program called Trillion, which allows you to connect to almost all of the instant messengers that are out there just by putting in your account names and passwords to them, and you can connect to all of them at the same time. As a matter of fact, that's what I use all the time now. That way I don't have to have MSN and Yahoo and AOL and all the different ones. So you have them all rolled up in one, and it makes it a lot easier and a lot less consuming on the computer power. So this is N1OKM.
Okay, Philip. Just send that over to me. We'll get that started. I think most of the guys will be able to use that without too much trouble. You might tell Randy that that radio is about 50 cycles high. I have to keep turning the clarifier to hear you in spite of all this nonsense. The thing that's the most annoying is the pitch isn't right. So I don't know if you've tuned me in wrong or if he's got that thing slightly off, but it's something like 50 cycles high. So that's just something you should be aware of. But I appreciate your help with the project there, Philip. N1OKM, KB2IXT, and the Marconi Net website. You can check that out at www.yahoo.com. Go to Yahoo Groups, type in the words Marconi-Net. That's real easy to use. And we have close to 700 people that are on the site. You can post a picture of yourself. You can list some gear that you want to buy, sell, or trade. You can take a look at the link section there on antennas. As you know, the net does a 160-meter version on Thursday nights. And we're having a lot of interest in that band. And a lot of things that are going on there. People that you would think don't have the space for a 160 antenna are able to put something up. It works fairly decently for one of those reasons. Check-in that I had was a guy down in Tarrytown who made a N-Fed wire antenna, and with the right tuner and a little bit of luck and using a decent counterpoise, he was able to get on the air and make contact both on 75 and 160 meters.
I can't keep up.
So that's working out real well. Okay, I'll send it back over to Tom, NAPCO, KB2IXT, and the Marconi Net.
Too much for me. I can't keep it up. I can't keep it up. Freddy Spaghetti.
Yeah,
retrobate. You're too much for me, Freddy Spaghetti. There ain't nobody out there got no more power than you, baby. You're really pumping it up. Freddy Spaghetti and the Marconi Baloney. Ain't nobody gonna talk over me, huh? No, not me, baby. I'm the man. I'm Freddy. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, I'm Freddy. I'm Freddy. Nobody's gonna talk over me, baby. I got the power. I got the power. I got the power. I got the power. I got the power.
Page.
Freddy Spaghetti, KB2IXT, man. We know you're running big stuff, man. How many kilowatts you running, dude?
Irregardless.
Freddy, now, come on. Big power out there, Freddy.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. NAPCO, just outside Toledo, Ohio, here with us tonight on the Marconi Net, KB2IXT returning. Yeah, that was a big change that you made, 10 dB stronger since you put that in line. And it's working out just fine for you. And, of course, you were here with the net, and you helped out with some relays. And thanks earlier tonight for trying to relay those on one of those two stations. And the one was in Maryland. The other one was up in Wisconsin. But the band is noisy tonight, so they just weren't able to make it. But thank you for making the attempt to relay. That was helpful here. Okay, any other stations for the group here? A little after 10 o'clock if you want to sign in. You need to use your amateur call sign, but I'll stand by. This is Kilowatt Bravo 2 India X-Ray Tango.
Yeah, baby, we want to sign in there, KB2IXT, Freddy Spaghetti. This is NDAV.
NDAV,
Freddy, baby, on the Marconi Baloney Net. Come on. KB2IXT,
Alan,
this is the
November
Delta 8 Victor. Come on.
Michigan. Yeah, just doing some scope work here, as you're aware.
Holy shit, Freddy. You are full of shit there,
Mr. Freddy.
I was copying Mike out there.
He
definitely went up.
You don't want to hear nothing, but we still love you.
In pretty much adverse conditions.
We still love you, my
good,
man.
Bad, indifferent. And
my brother.
All three don't have.
We love you, my brother.
Where Mike's at tonight, he's doing an excellent job up this way tonight.
We love you.
Real good. I'd be interested when Mike comes back around. What he put in line, aside from a little more juice.
That little more
juice,
but
it definitely made a big difference, that's for sure. Sounds real good. Sounds real good up this way.
You know what I'm talking about, baby.
I should be pretty much at my norm there, Fred. Nothing else is
right now. KB2IXT, he's the man. Yeah, he runs a lot of power. He's a big guy on the frequency. Nobody can talk over him. Oh, no.
KB1HSA.
That's Freddy Spaghetti.
Yeah, it was a combination of things. The band shortening up a little bit, which made you come up to about 45 over S9.
45,
and
baby,
the other gentleman
come on.
Is,
you can do
Tom,
better than that, dude. Come
PCO.
On.
And he
there,
basically added a an amplifier. I think this is a legal limit amplifier as opposed to a couple hundred watts that he was running before. So that's the story with Tom. And the other station he heard is close into you. That's Randy's stepson. That's Philip, N1OKM. So those are the guys that are on here. You know, the legitimate stations. Basically, N1OKM. NAPCO, yourself, KB1HSA, and myself, KB2IXT. And, you know, I will say that if you want to participate on the air and be acknowledged, it does sound like this one individual is really, really desperate and seeking some kind of recognition, but, you know, he will not use his call sign. So, you know, he can't be acknowledged. That's the bottom line. Yeah, no, that's fine. Everything is sounding good here, Alan, without a problem. It's a nice night for radio, and of course the Marconi Radio Net on the air each night, so you don't have to join us every single night, but we are here for you, typically in the lower portion of the general phone band on 75 meters, and again Thursday nights on 160. And what are we about? Well, it's a popular group that focuses on radio and great conversation, so you can bring up any topic you want and join us here on the air. Try to come up with some current events topics and see what you think about that stuff and get your take on a lot of things. We talked about amateur radio stuff recently. We talked about the 60-meter NRPM that the FCC is trying to work on regarding some changes on 60 meters. Will they be welcome changes or are they just incremental changes? That's something you can read about on the ARRL website. But remember the window for opportunity for answering, for filing a comment on their NPRM is July 15th, so that's fast approaching. Basically, what they're authorizing is more modes. They said three other modes, although they didn't specify. I don't know whether they're talking about upper sideband and AM and CW, or if they're talking about narrowband FM or what they got on mind. And they're also swapping out one channel, which they claim is very popular, with another one. So you wouldn't lose one of those discrete channels. They would just reassign you another one. And they did not say anything, the news release about this, did not say anything about VFO or making it a band of frequencies. It's still those discrete channels. But that's all for you to read on the ARRL website, and you may be motivated to write to them about that and give them some suggestions about 60 meters. Okay, back to you, Alan, KB1HSA, and the fine stations of the Marconi Net. This is Kilowatt Bravo 2, India X-Ray Tango.
KB2IXT, KB1HSA. Yeah, very good. 60-meter band, my concerns in that, I believe it's a very narrow window, and allocation of a different,
yeah, medicinal
frequency allowances, definitely are in order.
Medicinal.
I'm not quite sure.
Have another
check
drink.
I really didn't hear much about it.
Have another drink, you monkey.
I'm definitely going to look into that a bit, because every now and then I do like to run 60.
Have another drink, you mucky muck.
It's just another portion, we can go to, which is really nice to have. The more we've got, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Be interested to hear about that. You say they're looking to change the current positioning on 60 meters, or in addition to their
Freddy Spaghetti, Freddy, come on, baby, talk to me. I love you, man.
Yeah, what they're talking about is changing one of the channels, which they claim is very popular. I'm assuming that's the top one.
Who wants some Freddy Spaghetti? You want some Freddy Spaghetti-O's?
Or whatever it is, whatever the top channel is. The international, the one that's sort of like an international window when you got the cams from the UK on it and all of that.
I like Freddy
Spaghetti. They're looking to change that and swap that out for another.
I like Freddy Spaghetti-O's. Yes, I do. Freddy Spaghetti-O's. Oh, definitely. You like Freddy Spaghetti-O's?
It sounded like they were adding more emissions. Maybe you could use up for some.
Freddy Spaghetti-O's!
And AM, although I don't know. And they wanted to increase the power level, although they didn't specify what the power level would be increased to. I don't think they need to change the number of emissions that can be used. And, the power level, yeah, it'd be nice if they increased that, but what they really should do is provide a band of frequencies, like the rest of the amateur bands, and that would be in harmony, rather than these spot frequencies that they're coming up with, Alan. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. KB1H is returning. Okay, yeah, it makes a lot of sense now. I see what you mean about the popular portion, the upper portion. Yeah, it is. Majority of the DX does come in on that window, and to shift that probably is definitely worth a response from a lot of amateurs that use 60 meters. I'm gonna do a bit of research into that myself and probably, voice an opinion out that way. As far as your own personal, what you'd like to see as far as changes are concerned, because on either side of 60 right now, the way they've got it laid out, 5330 all the way, up, basically laid out in channels as they have it. It's a very tight window. 5346.5, 53, 60.5, so on and so on. But they have quite a gap between the top 5403.5. They can still go to. It's non-governmental. It's a non-emergency use portion of that band. And to leave it in the upper sideband mode, that's fine. The way that is, the 50 watts, I can understand that, max power on 60, that's fine and well, but I'm just curious and probably send a letter out that way as to why we can't go as high as 5550.5, because that portion is still unoccupied commercially or through the government, so... It'll be interesting. That's good information to know. I appreciate that. KB2IXT, KB1HSA.
Thanks, KB1HSA, KB2IXT. You would think the ARRL, the organization that represents amateur radio, you would think those people would get it right with their news dispatches. And maybe there's an attention deficit disorder there, and they just can't read through the whole NPRM. And they're getting material facts wrong, or they're just making it makes no sense at first read. You have to sort of read it a couple times. But anyway, it's in the Federal Register. They have a link to it on the website, so you'll be able to see exactly what they're proposing. All right, I'm looking for some more check-ins tonight for the Marconi Net. If you'd like to join us, KB2IXT.
W1WKP, Whiskey 1, Whiskey Kilowatt Papa. Just checking in if you can hear me.
W1WKP, I got you. And there was another station. Let's get WKP first. Good evening to you. And welcome to the Marconi Net.
Good evening to you. It's my first time pretty much on 75 meters here. I'm getting familiar with it. I heard you guys a couple times. The jammers are killing me down here, but it seems like they gave it a break. Just here hanging out listening for a little bit, and I don't know how many other people are out there, but I'm here. I'll be here for a little bit. I'd also like to do a radio change. I'm only 100 watts out of a dipole, about 50 feet up, resonant at this frequency, and I'm going to just change it to a different radio and pump out 600 watts, which will take about 15 minutes, but I'll be here.
Well, a first name would be nice for starters. You never mentioned the level of jamming. Just call it noise. Just say the band is noisy. Don't give them the attention that they so desperately crave. This net's been on for 10 years, and everybody has tried to operate with a modicum of professionalism here. And there have been occasional incidents where it's very noisy, and the net still stands. We stand solid. We have great people here, great radio, great conversation. One thing you need to know is that you don't want to cause an endless cycle of more of it by acknowledging the jamming. So that's important. You probably just carelessly did it and weren't thinking, but just realize that every time you mention them, every time you mention how strong they are, every time you draw attention to them and give them credit, all you do is encourage them. I don't think that was your intent. But anyway, they're not succeeding. They never will succeed. They've not been able to stop the net from operating. They've not been able to stop the participation in the net over the past 10 years. So they're basically irrelevant. They're not using call signs. They're making one-way transmissions. They're not legitimate stations. So don't waste any time on it. You want to do a radio check? How am I hitting you? What's your 20? You want to throw an amplifier on? You want to make some changes? That's fine. We can do that, too. This is a more substantive kind of radio net. Basically, we try to bring up some topics in the course of the evening, so perhaps you'll have some when I turn it back to you, besides the jammers. Anybody else tonight for the Marconi net? Come now. Pay station ending in Golf Echo. Full call sign and make a transmission.
You're the one that pays attention, you piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit, Freddy. You're a hypocrite. You're a piece of shit. And I tell it to your face, you piece of shit.
Okay, Eric. Well, thanks for being patient. You're the gentleman that was trying to check in about 40 minutes ago. When a lowlife piece of excrement was jamming you, but you were patient and you decided to give me a call, and I appreciate it, Eric. K9LGE in Illinois. Thank you for joining us on the Marconi net. The name here is Fred Foxtrot Romeo Echo Delta, located in Delmar, New York, just outside of Albany. This is a two-hour rag chew group. It's a discussion group on 75 meters. Your signal report's about a 5 and 5, but the band